You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
You have just accessed the hate experience. Do you wish to change your entry? Very well. Please enjoy your experience.
I never thought that you would be the one. After all the things that we've been through, you gave your body to another in the name of fun. I hope you had some.
Decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now, from the studios of Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5, here is your host, Saul Mejia.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome back to your show, Business This Week on KROJ 101.5 FM and the beautiful San Fernando Valley. This week, the weather has been chaotic, so make sure that you grab a blanket, make sure that you get a cup of coffee or a cup of joe, and get comfortable as we start your show business this week. The weather for today is probably the highest it's going to be right now. It's at 66, and the lowest that it's going to go, it's at 42. So it will get colder as the night comes along. So make sure that you stay warm and you stay tuned to your show business this week for the next hour right here on KROJ 101.5 FM. Unfortunately, this week we also had a little bit of bad news. The legendary singer Eric Carmen passed away. Yes, the performer of such hits as Hungry Eyes and All By Myself. So we wanted to pay a little bit of a tribute to Mr. Eric Carmen. Our condolences to his family. And of course, we couldn't start the show without playing a song from Eric Carmen. So with that, I'm going to go to our first musical break with Hungry Eyes from Eric Carmen. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin. KROJ 101.5 FM.
Also, this week, unfortunately, the famous attorney Larry H. Parker passed away. The famous auto accident and personal injury attorney known for his iconic commercials in the 80s and 90s has died. The famed attorney's longtime law firm partner Ron Beck confirmed to US Friday that Larry had passed away, but wouldn't elaborate any other details, including where, when, or under what circumstances. Larry's daughter-in-law, Alisa, also told TMZ the sad news was true, but she wouldn't reveal more either, telling them the family is considering their next steps. We're hearing he may have died as recently as this week, although it's not 100% clear. In any case, it's a huge blow to the legal community, as Larry H. Parker was a titan in the industry. People in and around the Los Angeles area, and even in the greater Southern California area, knew Larry H. Parker very well. If not for his TV ads, then for his many billboards all over the region. If you've ever been on the 405 in LA, you've very likely passed by or seen Larry H. Parker's billboards. He's the founder of the Law Offices of Larry H. Parker, which mostly specializes in taking cases for people who've been in car accidents, but which takes a variety of injury-related cases. His firm has been up and running for the past 50 years, so he was an LA staple. Our condolences to the family of Larry H. Parker, an iconic figure in the Los Angeles area who will be deeply missed. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and center. Clarity, peace, serenity. Take the baby steps till I'm full grown, full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
I hope you know the
And we're back. And perhaps the biggest news this week was that the House of Representatives passed Wednesday a bill that would lead to a nationwide ban of the popular video app TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake. As lawmakers acted on concerns that the company's current ownership structure is a national security threat. The bill passed by a vote of 362-65. Now it goes to the Senate, where its prospect is unclear. TikTok, which has more than 170 million American users, is wholly owned subsidiary of Chinese technology firm ByteDance Ltd. The lawmakers contend that the ByteDance is beholden to the Chinese government, which could demand access to the data of TikTok's consumers in the United States whenever it wants. The worry stems from a set of Chinese national security laws that compel organizations to assist with their intelligence gathering. House passage of the bill is only the first step. The Senate would also need to pass the measure for it to become a law, and lawmakers in that chamber indicated that it would go under a through review. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that he would have to consult with the relevant committee chairs to determine the bill's path. President Joe Biden has said that if Congress passes the measure, he will sign it. The House vote is the latest example of increased tensions between China and the United States by targeting TikTok. Lawmakers are tackling what they say is a grave threat to America's national security, but also singling out a platform popular with millions of people, many who may skew younger, just months before an election. In a video posted on Wednesday evening, TikTok CEO Xu Zixu said that the company has invested to keep users' data safe and the TikTok platform is free from outside manipulation. If it passes, he said the bill will give more power to a handful of other social media companies. He said, "We will not stop fighting and advocating for you. We will continue to do all we can, including exercising our legal rights, to protect this amazing platform that we have built with you." In anticipation of the vote, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson, Wang Wenbin, accused Washington of resorting to political tools when U.S. business failed to compete. He said effort would be disrupt normal businesses' operations and undermining investors' confidence, and will eventually backfire on the U.S. itself. Overall, 197 Republican lawmakers voted for the measure and 15 against. On the Democratic side, 155 voted for the bill and 50 against. Some Republican opponents of the bill said the U.S. should warn consumers if there are data privacy and propaganda concerns, but the final choice should be left with the consumers. "The answer to authoritarianism is not more authoritarianism," said Representative Tom McClintock of California. "The answer to CCP-style propaganda is not CCP-style oppression. Let us slow down before we blunder down this very steep and slippery slope." This has become a very sensitive issue, and we know that it will affect many people. So whether you are against it or you are in pro of this law, make sure that you contact your senator's office, your representative's office, and let them know how you feel. Give them a call and let them know whether you agree or disagree with this law, as it will affect a lot of American lives. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Now it seems to me that you know just what to say, but words are only words. Can you show me something else? Can you swear to me that you'll always be this way? Show me how you feel more than ever, baby. But I don't wanna be lonely no more. I don't wanna have to pay for this. I don't wanna be angry no more. You know I can never stand for this. So when you tell me that
that you love me, no, for sure. I don't wanna be lonely anymore. It's hard for me when my heart's still on the mend. Open up to me like you do your girlfriends. And you sing to me and it's harmony. Girl, what you do to me is everything. Let me say anything just to get you back again. Why can't we just try? I won't be lonely no more. I don't wanna have to pay for this. I don't wanna know the lover. You love me, no, for sure. I don't wanna be lonely anymore. What if I was good to you? What if you were good to me? What if I could hold you till I feel you move outside of me? And what if it was paradise? Symphonies. What if I gave all my life to find some way to stand beside you? I don't wanna be lonely no more. I don't wanna have to pay for this. I don't wanna know the lover at my door. It's just another heartache on my list. I don't wanna be angry no more. But you know I can never stand for this. So when you tell me that you love me, no, for sure. I don't wanna be lonely.
And we want to invite everybody to celebrate the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce Day at the Platinum Banquet Hall in Panorama City, 8704 Venice Boulevard, Panorama City, California, 91402, on April 2nd, 2024 at 1 p.m. They will be hosting the installation of officers as well as the swearing ceremony of our new elected Honorary Mayor of Panorama City, Miss Rita Ortiz. They will feature a live performance by Angelo, as well as some refreshments for all those who attend. Panorama City Chamber of Commerce members are free to attend, and if you're not a member, the cost is only $10. This will benefit the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce in Panorama City, which is a non-profit. So please support your local chamber by attending this event. You can get your tickets by sending an email to info@panoramachamber.com or by giving them a call to 818-386-1391. With that, we're going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Thank you.
Just a couple of weeks back, we had the elections right here in Panorama City and the District 6 of Los Angeles City Council. And I want to take a minute to congratulate Ms. Imelda Padilla, or Councilwoman, who won the election by an incredible 76% of the votes. That is quite impressive. We really didn't expect it. We knew she would win, but really, quite frankly, I didn't expect to see a 76%. So I want to take a minute to congratulate her. Imelda Padilla has been working in the San Fernando Valley for almost 20 years. She's been very active and many people around the neighborhood know her name. So congratulations, Imelda Padilla, and we wish you all the best in the next 4 years that she will be serving as our councilwoman. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin. KROJ 101.5 FM.
I'll settle for
March 1st, 2024, Los Angeles Police Department Chief Michael Moore retired. Throughout the pandemic and pressure for a police reform, Chief Moore stood by and led the LAPD meeting with community leaders and try to find solutions to all the issues within the LAPD. His last day on the job was February 29, 2024, and on his last day, he did just that. He met with community leaders, he met with elected officials, and he visited some of the parts in the Los Angeles area to say goodbye to all of the constituents and the citizens of the city of Los Angeles. Thank you, Michael Moore, for your service. After 46 years with the force, Michael Moore retired. So thank you, Chief Moore, for all your service, and we wish you all the best on your retirement. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted and I never could confront it for it. 'Cause they stick up for me. If I were a boy, I think I could understand how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I listen to her. Turn off my phone, tell everyone it's broken, so they think that I was sleeping alone. I put myself first and make the rules as I go. That she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home. If I were a boy, I think I could understand, oh, how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I listen to her, 'cause I know how it hurts.
just a boy. You don't understand.
And you don't understand.
Oh, it feels to love a girl someday. You wish you were a better man. You don't listen to her. You don't care how it hurts. Until you lose the one you wanted. Cause you're taking her for granted. And everything you have got destroyed. But you're just a boy.
And we're back. Recently, I had the opportunity to meet with Alfredo González. Alfredo González is the owner of La Sirenita restaurant right there in Roscoe and Van Nuys Boulevard. Many people don't know, but Mr. González has been in the San Fernando Valley since the 1960s. He's been an iconic figure in the San Fernando Valley since the 1960s, when he started as one of the attendants of the old movie theater, the Americana, right there on Partini and Van Nuys. He started as an attendant at the movie theater, and nowadays he owns multiple restaurants throughout the San Fernando Valley, and he's been a big sponsor of our community, as well as to the offices of many, many elected officials. The reason why I bring him up is because we will have him on the show. Pretty soon, we will have an interview with Mr. González, and I invite you to listen to this interview and you will understand why I have so much respect and admiration for business owners such as Mr. González. If you know an iconic figure in the business industry in the San Fernando Valley, please let them know about our show Business This Week, and we will gladly interview them in the future, because we want to highlight all those businesses that are making a difference in our community, that are volunteering, or they bring history to a beautiful San Fernando Valley. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. You fool me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven. Surprise, heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel,
look like an angel.
Walk like an angel,
walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
And we're back, and we want to remind everybody that KROJ 101.5 FM, it's a community radio station. What does that mean? That means that it's run by volunteers, and we survive thanks to the support from our community leaders, community members, and the people who donate to our radio station. If you would like to volunteer, or you would like to donate to KROJ 101.5, please let us know, and we'll be more than happy to connect you with the right people to make that happen. We appreciate all the support from all of our sponsors. We appreciate all the support from all the volunteers, but mostly, we appreciate you, our listeners. Thank you for tuning in to your show, Business This Week, every single week, right here on KROJ 101.5 FM, your community radio station. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Believe it or not, it has been 5 years since your show, Business This Week, was created. This show is started as a podcast in 2019. Back then, we were a podcast and a YouTube channel where we interview some of the most interesting businesses in the San Fernando Valley. Right after the pandemic hit, the radio station KROJ 101 was approved by the United States Congress, and not too long after, I got a call from our boss, Mr. Francisco Berlin, and he asked me to join the KROJ 101.5 family to to bring the show Business This Week to your favorite radio station, KROJ 101.5. And so, since 2020, we've been on the air every single week. So this year is our first anniversary of existence, but also our fourth year on the air. We want to thank every single person that ever came through our show. We want to thank all of our sponsors. We want to thank KROJ 101.5, but mostly I want to thank every single listener and every single person that have given us any contribution to make this show a possibility. We're proud and we're happy to be able to celebrate 5 years. So this year we will be having a celebration, and we hope you can continue to join us every single Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KROJ 101.5. So thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every single person that makes this show a possibility. To all the artists, to all of our guests, to the Business This Week team, and the KROJ 101.5 team, thank you. With that, I'm going to go to our next musical break, but please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Cause in time paint this picture for you, baby. Yo.
You spend your nights alone, and he never comes home. And every time you call him, all you get's a busy tone. I heard you found out that he's doing to you what you did to me. Ain't that the way it goes? When you cheat a girl, my heart beat a girl. So it goes without saying that you left me feeling hurt. Just a classic case, scenario. Tell us all this time, girl, you got what you deserved. And now you want somebody to cure the lonely nights. You wish you had somebody that could come and make it right. But girl, I ain't somebody with a lot of sympathy. See, see.
What goes around comes back around.
I thought I told you.
And we're back, but you know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. And today I certainly had fun playing some of your favorite hits and giving you information about what's going on in our community. Thank you for supporting your show Business This Week on KROJ 101.5, and we look forward to having you back right here next Saturday at 2 p.m. on KROJ 101.5 FM. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and thank you as always for your support. Signing off from the studios at KROJ 101.5 FM, yours truly, Sal Mejia.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolan, KROJ 101.5.